This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Customers are getting a little frustrated with PG&E. Thousands in the Richmond and Sunset districts were without power for a second Saturday in a row. This weekend's outage was the fifth in the Sunset in recent weeks. For more on this, we're joined live on our KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Metier. Phil, good morning. So what do folks want from PG&E?
Well, they want reliability, and they would like their rates to go down. I'm not sure they're going to get either one in the near future. Fact of the matter is, you know, PG&E has had ongoing problems with the grid work in San Francisco. It dates back years. They keep working on it, and we have fires and other outages that knock power out. Then people want better communication from PG&E about the service disruptions. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. It's a human endeavor. But in the end, it's growing increasingly frustrating for a lot of people, and it's resulting in we have the perfunctory calls from our hearings by a couple of supervisors, and we have State Senator Scott Wiener saying maybe it's time for the city to take over the utility.
I get the demand for better communication. That can always be improved. But, you know, asking for lower rates while also doing infrastructure repairs and improvements, well, those two just don't jive.
No, they don't. But, you know, to a typical customer, they've seen their rates both for, you know, go up and they they're saying, you know, what can we do about that? You know, and so in other words, we have the immediate problems of the disruptions and we have sort of the longer term problems of the rates and such. And those are the two big. I mean, we pay more than the rest of the country. I think the only place that pays less than us, more than us, might be Hawaii. And that's an island out in the middle of the ocean. So California, however, you know, Pacific Gas and Electric is a huge utility. As a matter of fact, it's one that's not only probably too big to fail, it's probably one that's too big to even take over or a piece of it over. It serves some 16 million people throughout California, from Eureka down to Bakersfield. It's a huge mess. So when you say something like, okay, we're going to go to the state legislature and try to get permission for San Francisco to break out of that, it's a tough sell because the other communities say without San Francisco and the money that San Francisco pays into the system, they could be hurting. They could lose service. So on the state level, you know, we go up there and say we would like to take it over. They kind of look at you, go, yeah, right. Come back next year. We'll talk about it. So most efforts have been tabled. We'll see where this one goes.
All right, Phil, thank you. That's our KCBS insider, Phil Metier.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.